Now for a nice relaxing evening of making 1/35th scale reproductions of German military jerry can caps from the World War II era, or Wehrmacht canisters. To think the model makers stamped this one with the label Krupp. Everyone knows Müller of Schwelm designed the jerry can. Ho-ho! Historical inaccuracies.
Ugh, hi, DM.
Roland! What are you doing here? Strange that you should show up, and no one else. Still, you're inconsequential. I don't feel like I need to be a host. With your bong-toking ass around, I guess I can just keep making these 1/35th Wehrmacht canisters.
Oh, Müller of Schwelm, right?
That's right, Roland. Let me pat your little head. That's right.
Oh, but as you're about to attach that to an SDKFZ7 Mittlerer Zugkraftwagen, shouldn't the company or manufacturer be either Ambibud Presswerk of Berlin or their partners Novak Bautzen? And that?
So, Roland, why are you here? Why isn't anyone else around the house tonight? Why do I have to put up with you and they can't lead you by the hand and throw you out the front door? Why?
Oh, mate, I don't think anyone else is coming.
Really?
Nah, mate, I think at this point you've chewed up and ostracized every single person you know. You've mistreated them and gloated over them and made them do your dirty work. You've abused their trust and their friendship each and every week, and I reckon they're not coming back.
You think? But, Roland, but my weekly adventures.
I don't think they want to be a part of your weekly adventures. I think your egomaniacal posturing at their expense as they come in every week to participate in your twisted fantasy world, I think that has had them leave you high and dry, and not the good sort of high and dry.
Really, are we talking about my weekly adventures and Dungeons and Dragons games, or the thing on the
Both.
I guess playing D&D at midnight on a Friday doesn't help with their ease of coming to play with me.
Nah, mate, doesn't help. And technically, Saturday morning.
Huh, so, I'm all alone. It's just me and you, which is kind of worse than being alone, really.
Yeah, mate. Oh, look, do you want a bong to ease the pain?
No, thank you, Roland. My misanthropic malaise runs too deep to be soothed by your stultifying elixir.
Well, so what'll we do now, then?
Well, you can sit here and watch me make 1-inch scale replicas of World War II German jerry cans.
Well, for a whole hour?
For a whole hour! No one wants to play with me? Fuck everyone then! You can listen to me paint models.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, how's that brush stroke going?
Fine, it's just fine. I'm lightly dabbing the Feuergefahrlich label so you can see the indented letters through the paint. You know, say what you like about the Germans. They knew how to make tin cans through keeping petrol in.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Indeed. What are your hobbies, Roland?
Or my me hobbies are wide and varied. Yeah. Sometimes I like smoking weed. Other times, like now for instance, after I've had a few good tokes of Mully to warm me up and take the edge off me hectic daily life as a QC, I like to pack a nice big wad of ice in the chamber, yep, and give that a nice good pull. Just let me get my lighter going and if it's a weekend and there's a barbie or something, I might even put in some pure heroin. It just makes me more social, you know? Normally, I'm not good around people, believe it or not. But with enough ice and China White in me, I can meet a complete stranger, and within 5 minutes I'll be chasing him down the street with a katana sword like I've known him all me life, and he's having an affair with me imaginary wife.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I also like building model boats inside bottles. Like you see here, this one I made, this is the Mayflower. This took the first pilgrims to the United States.
Roland, that's just a bottle of piss.
Oh, I must have grabbed the wrong bottle off the floor of me mate Kev's truck. You know what long truck drives are like, barreling down the road, deadline looming, no time to stop for life's little niceties.
So, where is your model of the Mayflower then?
Oh, mate. Oh, shit, can I use your mobile phone? You want to call Big Kev?
No credit, I'm afraid.
Oh, mate, fuck. Oh, all that effort. Now the Mayflower's probably getting drenched with the processed remnants of three cans of mother somewhere on the red-eye Woolworths Express between Wagga Wagga and Newcastle.
Not the promised land the pilgrims expected, no doubt.
Nah, mate. I wouldn't give thanks for that. And if this bottle's anything to go by, looks like Big Kev's getting ready to pass a stone. It's going to be a rough winter ahead for the pilgrims.
And I add a dab of paint here, and I'm done. 20 miniature jerry cans, all in a row, all painted.
Well, now what do we do in that?
Now we watch them dry.
Great! Are they drying yet?
Oh yes, they're drying quite nicely.
One on the end. I reckon he looks a little drier than all his buddies.
Yes, that one does seem to be drying just a smidgen faster than all the rest.
Look at him go! He's a little model jerry can that could.
One in the middle could still, one in the middle could still beat him, though. Could get dry first. Have a look at that one.
Oh, come on, jerry can in the end. You can do it. Oh, yeah. You can dry first. You'll go, you good thing.
One in the middle. Oh, I bet on the one in the middle. Come on, one in the middle. You be dry before all your friends.
No bloody way. Mine's gonna win. Just you wait. Oh. Look, how long does it usually take for these things to dry?
48 hours.
Oh. Mind if I sit down, then?
No. Go ahead.
This is nice, huh, DM? Don't you think just you and me, huh? Two blokes watching miniature jerry cans dry like mates. Like two mates who really like each other and lend each other money for drugs.
I could never be your mate, Roland. I could never actually be friends with anyone who smells as bad as you. Just being in the same room with you is stifling. I don't think I could stand enjoying life's golden moments within range of your hobo-like bouquet. I'm sorry.
Well, don't worry, mate. You'll only notice it for the first few weeks. After that, your nostrils just kind of shut down. Yeah, your entire sense of taste and smell just sort of gives up and refuses to participate in the real world any longer. And everything's golden. Yeah. It's great. Two mates. Two good mates. DM, can you lend me some money for drugs?
No.
Oh, cripes. A man up. I'm a man. Manning up. Here's me manning. I'm manning. It's getting manly. I'm manned up. Good. Okay. Do you still happen to have all those Blu-rays and CDs in your room and that, like that big collection, just asking out of vague interest?
Well, of course, my Blu-ray and CD collections are my pride and joy. I'm only two albums short of all the hits from the 80s, 90s, and today.
Oh, great. Look, I just need to use the bog for a sec.
Oh, great, Roland. Knock yourself out. Use the plunger afterwards. Please use the plunger afterwards.
Nice.
Ah, well, Yes, I guess Roland's out of the room. I could talk to myself and monologue about... No, that's just silly. Why would I do that? I'll just sit here in silence, I think, and watch the paint on my models dry.
Oh, thanks for that, DM.
I didn't hear a flush.
Oh, sorry. Let me go back. Flush! 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 There we go, matey. Yes, sir.
Hey, Roland, what's that? I never noticed that your backpack was full to bursting with CDs and Blu-rays. That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, that, a mate gave them to me. And that, just gonna take them to Cashies. Yeah, a bit of, extra cash.
Uh-huh. And, why did the mate give them to you?
Because his wife, gave, their Blu-ray player, yeah, and CD player to Iraq. Oh, you know, women, who can understand him? And he gave me, right, all of these.
That's a nice story. Giving the Blu-ray player and the CD player to Iraq. Some people are so selfless. It's really uplifting.
Oh, yeah, she's a humanitarian.
I'd like to live like that. You know, it's very Zen. It's very Buddhist. No possessions, just life as it comes, taking it by the throat.
Oh, don't worry, DM. You'll be living like that very soon.
The second one. See, to the right on the end. You know, I think that's more dry than any of the others now.
Well, that came completely out of left field.
It's anyone's game yet, Roland, you know? You can stay excited. Keep the excitement hat on, because it's anyone's game.
This is John Rhys-Davies. I hate the role-playing hour because they tossed a dwarf.
Do you ever dream of getting away from here, Roland? Of getting away from the drudgery of this life of the day to day?
I'm fucking escaping all the time, matey.
No, but I mean, you know, flying away to somewhere new or something like that.
I'm fucking flying right now.
No, but I mean, you know, taking a trip somewhere.
I'm fucking dripping off me, fuck.
Okay, Roland, enough. What I mean is, isn't there somewhere you'd love to go? Like me, for example, me, who I rarely talk about. I'd love to travel to the sublime St. Petersburg. Perhaps visit the Hermitage, or go to Cordoba or Toledo in Spain and visit the ruins, or explore Jordan and see the history that is around every corner, like those big statues that were in Indiana Jones, for example.
Oh, mate, yeah, I'd love to travel. In fact, I've already traveled the world.
Oh, you have, Roland. Really? Well, you never told me.
Yeah, matey. One time, I went to bloody Afghanistan.
Oh, Roland. Really? Were you a soldier? I never knew.
Well,
so perhaps your personality now is a result of post-traumatic stress disorder? That explains everything. That's so sad.
No, mate, look, I wasn't a soldier. I was a bloody drug mule. Smuggled half a kilo of pure heroin across the border. That was hard work. People think being a drug mule, that's easy, but it's not. It's tough. People in this country, they're soft. All on bloody Centrelink and that. They will expect something for nothing. Never done a hard day's work in their lives. They should drive in a drug mule. All those people on Centrelink, they should make them drug mules. You know, get them out there. It's a rough bloody business. That'd build their character. I've also been to Bolivia. Oh, that was good.
Drug mule again.
15 condoms I managed. Oh, that was a lot of bloody cocaine. I was high for weeks. I saw all these bugs crawling all over an Indian's face in the rocks. Mexico?
Drug mule again?
Nah, mate. Oh, I wasn't a drug mule, okay? I'm not always a drug mule. I can't. Yeah, I was a drug mule. Well, let's see, Holland. Oh, I was a drug and prostitute mule there. You try fitting 15 prostitutes down your throat in condoms. You really have seen the world, Roland. Yeah, so I don't really need to travel anymore, I guess. Plus, there are warrants for my arrest in 18 countries. In fact, I think that bogan chick in Bali, that she may have had to take the fall for me that time. That was pretty. The Chappelle, that was rough. What a love affair that was. You do realize that when you were a drug mule in Afghanistan, you were probably helping the Taliban, Roland. The Taliban? Tally me banana? Helping the Taliban? Nah, mate. Look, you got it all wrong. I was smuggling heroin out of the country. How does that help them? Then they have less heroin. Who would want that? That's the sort of comment only a man who's never done heroin could make, DM, you silly sausage. Hey, is the paint on them jerry cans dry yet?
Not yet, Roland. There's still another 47 hours and 40 minutes to go, yeah.
Damn. You know, I was reading me a comic the other day.
Roland, you can read. I'm shocked. Next, you tell me you can write. Sonnets, do you have sonnets? Some round L's for me, Roland. How many round L's have you written?
I can make my sign, DM, and it's good enough in a court of law. I was reading a comic, right? And Superman, he had to fight this dude called Metallo, who had a kryptonite heart and that.
Amazing what modern medicine can do. Kryptonite hearts.
Well, anyway, look, I'll tell you what happens. Metallo, he's saying all this shit like, I'm gonna do a crime now. I hope that bloody Muppet Superman doesn't come and stop me. And Superman is like, I'm flying to you, Metallo, and now I'm at you, Metallo. Okay, now I'm gonna fight you for truth and justice and the American shit. And then Metallo is like, nah, mate, just pop open me bloody chest here.
As you do.
And then he's like, hey, Superman, check out this shit. It's me, Kryptonite Heart. Like the same, you know, the same shit I've been using to fight you since the 60s. And Superman, he's all like, he's lying on the ground, you know, and he's like, oh, mate, this sucks. I'm Superman, and I'm all tough and shit, but here I am, lying on the ground, bloody crying and sweating, like Roland did that time the 15th condom broke when he was on the economy flight out of Acapulco. Oh, yeah, Roland's a good bloke, yeah, so Superman said, but this is pretty fucked up, and I hate my life right now, even though I have superpowers. Cause, like, every bitch has a kryptonite heart or some shit, and that's my one weakness. They all have it.
Your point?
Well, meanwhile, okay, bloody Batman, right, is in Gotham City, and he's, like, brooding and shit, and he's like, me parents were killed by a giant bat. And then he sees this bloke, the Scarecrow, doing a crime, and Batman's like, oh, fuck that, oh, I punch skinny guys like this heads in every time I feel like kicking in a head, and so he's like, yeah, and he swings in and all like brooding because he can't get over what the giant bat did. And anyway, the Scarecrow sees him and is like, oh, Batman, what are you doing here? Don't worry, I'll use some bloody fear gas. Here you go, have a toke of this. And Batman's like, nah, mate, this shit isn't good. And he's like squirming and shit, and he's saying, oh, mate, I can't stop thinking about the giant bat that bit me and gave me my bat powers, except now the bat is real. Oh, shit, oh, it must be hallucinating and it's really bad. Like that time me poor mate Roland fell into the conveyor belt of that Bolivian cocaine processing factory, which he wasn't trying to do, he's just trying to get a sense of how the business works, because he's a responsible individual who likes to make sure his cocaine is organic and not genetically modified, and yeah, it sucks. No one, the Scarecrow's getting away.
Great.
Well, don't you see?
What, Roland? Don't I see what?
Well, why did this never happen? Why didn't Superman fly to the bloody Batcave and say, hey, Batman? And Batman's like, hey, mate, what's up, want a beer? And Superman's like, nah, mate, I didn't come here for that. And Batman's like, well, there's always time for a beer. And Superman's like, nah, mate, I came here for more important stuff. And Batman's like, oh, what more important stuff? And Superman's like, mate, me life sucks. Me Centrelink payment came late. Lois is pregnant again. And I have an enemy whose kryptonite heart can kill me. And Batman's like, oh, mate, my life sucks too, bloody. Alfred is always like he's bloody on the rag. Or think Robin's bloody stealing from me stash and reading me pornos. And I have an enemy, bloody Scarecrow, who always hits me with a fear gas and makes me think about me brooding sad heritage and all the personal loss and damages of experience that Centrelink won't even give me the disability benefit for.
Is that really what's happening in comics these days? I mean, I know they reboot them every few years, yeah, but...
So, why doesn't bloody Superman, who's super smart, and Batman, who's the world's greatest detective, say, hey, wait a bloody minute, Superman. Oh yeah, Batman, what do you want? Well, Superman, that skinny wanker Scarecrow, can't hurt you. Your Kryptonian physiology is immune to fear gas. And Superman, he'd be like, oh yeah, fucking oath. And come to think of it, that metal or his kryptonite heart wouldn't do shit to you, cause you're fucking hard when it comes to kryptonite. And Batman is like, oh thanks man, I've been working out. And Superman is like, oh, I can tell mate that your guns is hard. And Batman's like, yeah, thanks, and check out me pecs. And Superman's like, mate, I saw those pecs and I was jealous, I was so jealous I didn't mention them. And Batman's like, yeah, but man, you got the best abs, how do you get them so defined? And so then they like, they do like 10 chin-ups to prove how metal they are. And then Superman's like, yeah, mate, look, we'll swap. So every time your enemy, the Scarecrow, who knows your one weakness, does a crime, I'll fly from Metropolis in about 5 seconds, because I'm Superman, and I do that shit, and I'm immune to his fear bullshit, and next time, he's next to him, sees me, just a skinny little prick, I'll thump that cunt. Done. And Batman is like, oh yeah, mate, and whenever Metallo does a crime, I bloody fly to Metropolis in me Batplane and take down that fucking Metallo, just like totally scissor kick him, and then problem solved, Bob's your uncle. That is logical, I guess. As a matter of fact, Batman could say, hey, why don't I just bloody move to Metropolis? Because it seems like every villain who hangs around there is tailor-made to exploit your one weakness, Superman, but for me, that'd be a piece of piss, and you come here and live in Gotham and lock up all these freaking psychopaths, because before the Joker could say ha ha, you'd have his pale fucking ass in maximum security Yatla lockdown. In fact, the bad guys always break out of fucking Gotham Yatla, so why doesn't Superman just take the villains, lock them up in his fortress of bloody solitude or in the bloody phantom zone from which no mortal could escape? Bam, end of problems. End of comics, peace and bloody earth, and Superman could probably track down that bloody giant bat too and like fly kick him in the testicles. And Batman would be like, oh, thanks, man. I've been waiting to fly kick that fucking bat for bloody years.
I never thought of you as someone to reform the penal system, Roland. Roland the crime fighter. Some great ideas there, yeah. You're a real penologist.
Yeah, mate, if they let me write those comics, I'll bloody put an end to Batman and Superman's problems. Shut down both comics for good. They can have a bloody rest. Or I'd make it so there's no need for any Batman or Superman stories never again. Don't know why they won't let me bloody write it.
So, how much longer are you going to be here, Roland? And all those bongs you smoke, your life expectancy, you must be about ready to die. What now? What? Let me check my watch. 5 minutes from now? What do you think, 5?
Mate, you're right. I should have another bloody bong.
I wish I could escape a new life. Something fresh and exciting.
It's a big empty flat here now, DM. It's kind of lonely.
Look, you're not moving in.
No, I was just going to say, you're not squatting, Roland. But DM,
I'll find some new housemates, I'm sure. New housemates, soon enough, I'll be okay.
So they left you for good, huh, this time? Look, oh look, here's one of Willie's bras.
The last one she left on the floor, eh? Hey, look at it, eh?
Yep. Ran away without saying a word. Who knows where she is now?
Probably somewhere where she's not being emotionally bullied by pale, balding nerds with skinny legs and fat bellies.
Probably. And Theodore, he regenerated into Dazza the Bogan, and then he just disappeared. Probably returned to his own kind, to live in the wilderness or something.
It probably certainly didn't fight me for dominance or anything, as the Alpha Bogan certainly didn't get chased off by me and forced never to come back.
Now it's just lonely old me. Their rooms are empty.
Oh, well, DM, cheer up, eh? And have a bong. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I'm out of weed.
I'm out of weed. Damn, I'm out of weed.
That reminds me.
I was about to head down to Cash Converters to sell some stuff. Yes.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that. Hey, this Blu-ray you have in your bag of Great Bakers of World War II, that's exactly the same as the one I have. You know what this means, Roland?
No, it's not what you're thinking. It's not.
Your friend and I must have the same taste in Blu-rays. Ha ha! Wow, what are the odds?
Oh yeah, must have. Yeah, he's a bit of a loser too.
And this gold chain. That's exactly like mine, too. And this insulin, just like I need every day to live. Wow, me and this friend of yours, we must be like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, mate, you're fucking peas and is well touching each other. Look, I have to go.
Okay, Roland. Good riddance. I'll enjoy sitting here alone and in silence for the rest of the hour, watching the paint on these model jerry cans dry.
Yeah, mate. Later.
Wonderful. Now to watch the paint.
This is Lance Hendrickson. I hate the role-playing hour because they smell bad and they make my cocker spaniel uncomfortable.
Oh, hey, DM. Hey, look, I thought I'd come back here.
Can't you just sleep in the street?
It's cold, DM. Besides, I got a whole lot more mully when I went out. I want a quiet place to smoke it in.
So, the trip to Cash Converters, that was a success, then.
Oh, yeah.
I should have looked in that bag, I think. From a glance, it seemed
that your friend has the same taste as me. Perhaps I could have bought some of those titles off you first. I might have liked them.
Yeah, DM, look. I'm a good mate, yeah? Okay, yeah. Not bad, mate. I'm a good mate. I'll give you a token me bong if you want. It's only fair.
No, Roland. You know I'm not into that.
Well, suit yourself.
Sweet. I've just been thinking about all those people I've ostracized. And now, here I am, old and alone.
How interesting. Do go on.
I remember when I was just a boy, before I had much ambition in the world. What times those were. I was playing in the snow with my young friends. I used to take my little sled and I'd go up and down the hill outside our lower class home. Then I got to own my first radio station. What mad days those were. Soon I owned several.
I used my stations to broadcast dishonestly good reviews of my opera singer wife, and with the revenues I accumulated, vast estates, a collection of rare antiquities, and a bunch of freaky statues. I had friends for a while, but I climbed atop each of them, defeating them, using them for my own ends, chewing them up until they could take no more, and then I discarded them unfeelingly on my relentless ride to the top, and here I am now.
That's quite a story.
But those days, you know, when I was a simple, carefree boy playing in the snow with my sled and my friends. What times? What times? I think back now, and I have to tell you, Roland, you know, those days were almost as good as the days I was relentlessly climbing atop my friends, chewing them up and spitting out their twitching remains of my megalomaniacal rise to power. Almost. I mean, the sled days were good, but nothing can really beat the feeling that you're better than people and that, you know, you have something over them. It really is the best. There's nothing quite like megalomania. It's just a tonic for the soul. Oh, my proudest moment. You know, I look back at my life, I wouldn't change a thing.
Rosebud!
What was that, Roland?
Oh, nothing. Just these buds taste a bit like roses. I reckon me dealer's been spraying them with Glen 20 again to make people think they're better quality. What a cheap bastard! And to think I sold the entire contents of your room for that!
What was that?
Nothing. No, nice story, DM. Uplifting. So whatever happened to your statues and your antiquities and that?
I don't know. You know, I used to invite you around to my place a lot in those days. Remember, you saw all that stuff. And then somehow it just slowly seemed to vanish piece by piece. Funnily enough, I saw a statue of David in Cash Converters the other day that looked almost exactly like the one I used to have. Whew.
Coincidences are funny, aren't they, DM? Some people, if they see enough coincidences, or as I like to call them, coinkydinks, they think it's a fate, you know, or God, or magic.
Magic? Pfft.
Or I know a magic trick. Wanna see, DM?
Okay, Roland, fine.
Got your nose!
It's not a magic trick, Roland.
But I got your bloody nose. It's fucking magic.
Not really. How did magic tricks start, do you think? I mean, now we admire it. Now we think, ooh, that's clever. How did he do that? But how did they start? I mean, who was the first guy? I mean, he didn't have a top hat. He didn't have a tailcoat. He wouldn't have been trying to be a performer, would he? He wouldn't have had an attractive assistant. He would have just been trying to trick someone. Really, that's how it got invented. Magic must have just been started by some guy being a total dick. Because that's a dicky thing to do, you know? Where's the card? Haha, you don't know, you fuckwit. So whenever I see magic tricks, you know, I enjoy them a little, but beneath the surface I'm always thinking, yeah, but all of this comes out of just some guy being a total asshole.
No wonder they used to burn witches.
Yeah, it would have been like, stop taking coins out of my ear, you bitch. No, forget it. I know all those hankies you're pulling from your pocket are fake. You're just trying to trick me. I'm not fooled. Okay, burner.
Do you want your nose back then?
Just leave it somewhere on your way out.
Great, I'm gonna sell this fucker to Cashies. I'm so bored! Roland, I'm so bored with no one around. Alright, matey, then why don't we play a game? You say a word, and then I have to say a word starting with the last letter of the word you used and that, and we keep going. We can't ever say the same word.
Fine, yeah, okay. First word, heaven.
Used to.
Orange.
Juice.
Effervescence.
Epitome.
Epiphany.
Use.
Evil.
Lol.
Roland, this game doesn't work if you can't even spell or pronounce stuff. Okay, fair enough. Well, how about we play I Spy, then?
Okay.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with B.
Bong. Nah, bong water. Nah, bong resin.
You got it, DM. Your turn. Your turn.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with M.
Matt.
Nope.
Give us a clue, then.
It starts with M. O.
Fish.
M. O. R.
Dog. Cat.
M. O. R. O.
Walls. Carpet. Chair.
Am I warm? M. O. R. O. N.
Oh, give us a better clue than that, DM.
Okay, you didn't get it, Roland. You didn't get it. It was ceiling.
Oh, mate, I was gonna say roof. That was my next guess.
Still, would have been wrong, Roland, because a roof is not a ceiling.
Well, fine. Fine. Can we play scissors, paper, rock, then? I'm good at that, at least.
Okay, let's go. One, two, three.
Okay, one, three, five.
One, two, three.
Five, seven, 19.
Roland, you can't just make the finger at me every time. That's not the game.
Oh, really? That's how I played it with me dad. His nickname for scissors, paper, rock was Upsy Yorsies.
Well, wanna play some Upsy Yorsies with me, DM?
No. Okay, on second thought, yes, I'm bored enough. Okay, let's go. One, two, three.
Oh, you made the finger at me, DM. You win.
Oh, you're good at this game.
Great.
What about Kiss Chasey?
I don't wanna play that with you, Roland.
Kitchen could be the Barley's area. Bedroom can be the kissed.
No!
Duck, duck, goose.
Duck, duck, goose. Okay.
Okay. Now I'll stand up. Ugh. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Duck. 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 Duck.
Goose! Oh, you hit me in the balls, DM. Oh,
I could just sense that the goose was coming.
Fine. Oh, I've had enough of playing with you then. You're too good at these games. I'm just going to smoke me some bongs.
You do that, Roland.
Thanks for your blessing.
Talking gets me nowhere. I'm going to ask for a caller. Yeah. Optimism. Caller, you know we're all heart here at the role-playing hour. Do you have any romantic problems? Girlfriend cheating on you with your best friend. Boyfriend making doe eyes at your sister. Husband taking an axe to you and burying you in the garden. Well, call in, tell us your romantic problems, and we'll try to give you some good old-fashioned romantic advice. Call in now on 8303-5000 and tell us your intimate and embarrassing troubles live on air. You're listening to the DM here on the Role Playing Hour on 101.5 FM Radio Adelaide. We can be emailed during the week at theroleplayinghour@hotmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, where there is a tab to hear over 200 clips from the show, including celebrity interviews. Or you can search for the clips directly by Googling The Role Playing Hour and finding our Reverb Nation profile. Anyway, just look us up. That's R-O-L-E, role, then a hyphen, Role Playing Hour. But right now, tell us your romantic problems. That number again is 8303-5000, and we'll be right back with you live on air just after this musical break. Okay, Roland, Duck Duck Goose, one more time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ready?
Yep.
Duck. 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 Duck.
This is Jonathan Frakes, and I hate the role-playing hour so much that whenever I hear it, I want to eject my warp core.
Duck. 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 Duck.
duck. Good duck. I tricked you. My balls! Oh, you're still hitting me in the balls, dear! Oh, you're such a bastard!
Now, isn't that funny? Romantic advice. You can call in and ask it from the loneliest guy on the loneliest radio show in all of Adelaide. That's called Irony, folks. 8303-5000. If you want some good old-fashioned, down-to-earth romantic advice. Now, I'll briefly talk about something unrelated. That all week, I had people sending me links to this Friday song and saying, you should make jokes about this on your radio show. And I watched it, and I was like, okay, and yeah. So, yeah, all right, the music sounds bad. And they're like, you should make jokes about that. Well, yeah, the lyrics are stupid. You should make jokes about that. Well, you know, to me, it didn't seem any different to, like, you know, any standard pop music. It was the same music, same kind of lyrics, same kind of everything, wasn't it? I mean, same as Lady Gaga, same as Eminem, same as any pop music, you know, any of these princesses of pop, anything they're doing. I don't see what the big deal was. It was, like, exactly the same. We don't make jokes about Pink or Lady Gaga or Eminem every week, so we're not going to make jokes about that unless it's necessary. So that was my personal observation from the week. Now, I guess I can talk briefly about subscribing to the station. Now, of course, you know that if you subscribe, you can win a prize, and every month one person wins a prize, and this month it is $400 in double passes to gigs, plus $200 in food and drinks to use at the Gov in 2011. And there are a lot of good gigs at the Gov. And frankly, I would like to win that prize. I might subscribe someone up under a fake name. It's only $52 a year or $26 concession. You just dial 8303-5000 during one of the music breaks in our show or during the day and say, hey, I want to sign up, I want to subscribe. And, you know, every show right now, we have to get a bit of a tally. We have to get people, you know, to sign in. And when they subscribe, the person, the Gestapo, will ask you, Gayarol, and why do you subscribe? Which show is making you subscribe? And you say, the role-playing hour, naturally. And then they're going to go through their lists, you know, their lists of things, because, you know, they're very bureaucratic here and very well-organized, and they'll find our name and they'll put a tick next to it. It's like that Schindler's List, we won't go to the bad place. And, yes, I put the list there and we get to live and everyone gets to live and everyone... And so we are meant to offer our own incentive, and I have been offering an incentive, but it hasn't really been working. I was saying, you know, subscribe, and you can be mentioned on the show as a character, or you can appear on the show in person. It's not working. No one really wants that. So I'm changing the prize today. I'm just, you know, out of blind desperation, I'm going to say, you know, if you subscribe, and if you mention the role-playing hour, I will give you a blowjob by the Skips out the back of the North Terrace Radio Adelaide station. Come one, come all, blowjob out the back by the DM, by the Skips. Yay, there's an extra prize. Plus, you could win the Gov thing, which is far better and far more exciting. So, there you go. There's a reason to subscribe. That's exciting. Might as well do that, hey? Well, on with the show, and I'll be back after this cut-down musical break and whatever the ads are. Oh, we better play those now.
This is John Rhys-Davies, and I hate the role-playing hour because they smell like a dirty girl's pants. Why would I hate a dirty girl's pants? You've got the wrong dwarf there, laddie.
And that blowjob thing, you know, that's a verbal contract right there. That's what we have between you and me as the broadcaster and yourself at home. It's a verbal contract. Okay. Those sure were a lot of bags of stuff your friend gave you to sell, Roland. Bags and bags and bags. He must have been really generous.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of them. That's an accurate observation.
You kept appearing with them and then going off to sell them. You must have made a lot of money at cash converters.
Yeah, a bit.
I hope you're spending it wisely.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm investing in that.
And your friend obviously had the same taste as me. We even liked wearing the same style Nike Airs. How about that?
Yeah, me friend is a real, fashion trendsetter. Sure is generous. Let me sell all that stuff of his that he knows that I'm selling and that.
I was thinking, you know, I don't really like jokes about people with dwarfism. You know, short people, midgets, whatever.
Can you call them midgets?
Oh, sure, they're taking it back. It's like nigger. In rap music from people with dwarfism, it's all like, me and my midgets rollin', rollin', rollin'. Anyway, I generally don't like jokes about that very much. I mean, what are they? There is a guy with dwarfism in some TV show or movie. Someone calls him short, haha, or like a 6-foot guy fights the little person. Oh, look, haha. They're fighting the little person. Every joke is just about their stature. It's not very funny, really. I'm not really down with that. I'm not even sure. It's not, you know, it's not even, it's not about it being offensive. It's just that it's not funny. That's what I don't like.
It'd be like if everyone just kept making jokes about how I'm Greek.
And anyway, that got me thinking. Maybe people with dwarfism, little people, maybe that's actually a higher form of life. Like, maybe they're further along on the evolutionary scale. Just think about it. In today's high-tech, overcrowded world, wouldn't it be a huge advantage if all people were the size of little people? I mean, people with dwarfism have the same brain capacity, they're just shorter. One extra little person doesn't save much space, but if everyone evolved to be the size of little people, a high-rise building would house twice as many people. A city would house twice as many people. A cow would feed twice as many people. A double-decker bus could be half the size, or we could convert it into a quadruple-decker bus. I mean, how good are little people? Their bodies are just more economical. There's less waste, meat, and bone. An engineer would be proud. You know, engineers are always like, you're not finished when there's nothing more to add. You're finished when there's nothing more to take away. The body of a little person does all the same things the body of a 6-foot person does, just in a smaller, more convenient package. Why do we really need to be 6 feet? We're not hunting mammoth anymore, and if we were, you know, a little person can handle a Glock just as well as anybody else. How good would it be, really, to be a little person? Think about it. More leg room on planes. Hell, more room in the seats in general. Beds would be huge. You order a king-size McDonald's, my friend, you're pretty happy. In a king-size bed, though, you know, you could have, what, an orgy of maybe 4 or 5 people, you know, whose height was between 5 or 6 feet. But on the same bed, you could have an orgy of like 12 little people. And 12 is just more fun, really. You know, face it, little people orgies are just better. And you can only take 20 kilos of luggage on a plane. You always have to decide, which shorts do I take? A little person could take his whole wardrobe. Little people are nature's miracles. They just plain rock. It would just be better for mankind and for planet Earth and its resources if, at this point in our history, all of humanity became little people. They are just the next logical evolutionary step up.
Don't little people have, like, problems with their bones and shit?
Yeah, but in evolutionary changes, there are always a few teething troubles. A sensible mankind would engineer themselves to be like little people. They're the trailblazers.
You could get drunk off, like, 2 beers.
How good would that be?
I could go swimming in me bong.
You wouldn't be that small, Roland. It's not Alice in Wonderland.
I could have campfires around me lighter.
Look, Roland. Look, we still have 47 hours and 5 minutes until the paint dries enough on these model jerry cans that we can tell who is the winner. Meanwhile, I'm going to go and play some games on my computer in my room to pass the time.
No! DM, don't go in there!
Why not?
Just, have me shoe. Have it. It's a gift.
Roland, why would I want your shoe?
I don't know. I just feel like giving you stuff back for some reason. Or, you know, like charity.
I don't want your shoe, Roland.
Well, look. Here, have me joint rolling kit. Yes, I like it. Yes, it was given to me just before me paterfamilias, the great Hubert G. Elmaloglu, explorer of the Canadian North, died. But I just feel like I should give you something special, DM. Like I owe you something.
Roland, you don't owe me anything. It's actually been a bit more fun having you around, you know? Despite all the jokes I've made, it has been better than sitting here alone, you know? Thanks, buddy.
Well, look, why don't you just let me give you a back massage?
No, really, Roland. All I want to do is play some video games. I want to conquer the Ptolemaic Kingdom in my Old Testament real-time strategy war game Quest of the Maccabees. God's wrath comes to the Seleucids. Man, I hate Seleucids, dirty jippos.
Oh, but DM, I really do actually like you. You know that? You are actually really my friend, yeah?
Roland, where's all my stuff?
DM, you see,
it's all gone. Everything. I only have furniture. Everything else has been plundered, like treasure in a pirate's cove.
DM, I feel really bad, see, because...
Roland, why do you feel bad? What happened?
Well, you see... Oh, you see... I think a guy broke in here, maybe. I saw him acting strange at the front, and I should have called the pigs on him. He was wearing a red hat and clown shoes, but I didn't call the pigs on him. That's why I feel bad.
Oh, but you were to know a guy, you'd say. Roland, don't feel bad. I mean, you were preoccupied having to sell off those bags of stuff you got from a friend, you know? You couldn't pay attention to everything.
Yeah, so I had to sell those bags to buy drugs. Sweet, precious drugs, which I need and like.
Yeah, so look, I'll go see if the guy is still out there and maybe we can catch him.
Okay, DM, you do that. You go out the front.
Okay, I'll have a quick look. Okay, here I go.
Oh, drugs. Why do you make me do these things again and again? But I love you so. I love you, drugs. You're all I need to feel good.
Hey, Roland. Hey, I didn't see anybody. Hey, Roland. I can't get in. The door must have closed and I left my keys inside. Roland, are you there?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, DM, I'm here.
Great, that's lucky. Hey, well, can you let me in?
Nah. I can't, DM. I'm sorry.
Why on earth not, Roland?
Well, DM, you see, I need a place to live. I need a place to smoke me bongs in peace. Raise me smoke rings up in harmony. And eventually you would have worked out that it was me who stole all your stuff and sold it. Then you would never let me stay.
Roland, what?
And you know I feel guilty. And yeah, it's yet another friend I've betrayed. Yet another friend I've used, chewed up, and spat out. But I still have me drugs. And that's the most important thing. I still have me drugs. And they can keep me warm at night. They can keep me company. They can make me feel good, even if no friends can. The most important thing I have is drugs.
Roland, but...
You might as well leave, DM. Squatter's rights will mean you won't be able to get me out of here for at least 2 weeks. And I never think that far ahead into the future. What happens then? Well, who can say? But it's not my problem yet. But right now, unless you can prove it was me who sold your stuff, you can't do anything. So you might as well just wander off. I saw... that on the table, you know, you left that lease, the overdue notice. The name on the lease is still Willie's. You haven't changed it yet because you're too lazy. So, tough luck. See you when I see you, DM.
But Roland, the weather outside, it's cold. It's raining.
See you, DM. I'm gonna smoke, do drugs, and ignore you now. Sweet, sweet drugs.
Roland, he kicked me out of my own house. I have no possessions. I have no home. I'm out on the street in the cold and the rain. I have no friends. I've ostracized them all, used them, chewed them up, and spit them out. The only ones I had left close to me were the backstabbers, the betrayers, the parasites, the erstwhile breed. But Oh well. At least I still have my radio show. My precious, precious radio show. All will be well. I still have that. Oh, it's cold now.
It's blustery, but I
still have that. I still have that to keep me warm.
Hey, buddy, my tire is flat. Could you be a mate and help me to change it?
Be a mate! Be a mate! I need no mates, buddy. Pal, I have myself. I have my radio show, yes! My radio show! I'll sleep in the cold alone, with the frost and the chill as my boon companions. Why would I help you? Goodbye, chum! You fool! Change your own damn tire!
Meanwhile, in the DM's house.
Without a bit of resin in your chamber.
I got anything in my chamber?
Oh, what's that smell? Oh my god, I've got some sort of cyst on me leg. How did that happen? It's like septic and shit. Fucking Christ, I should see a doctor. Oh, I'm not going to a doctor who smell me.
Give and forget if you say you never grow.
So it looks like a skull on the wall.
Sweet worms, miss. Can't you see that shit? The patterns of the wood, it's looking like that. Fucking Christ, what does that mean? By the time I saw that UFO at Sky Show. Forgive and forget if you say you never go. God is true! Well, there's a black. Better off. Fucking broke, nearly broke me bong. Fucking hell, drunk cunt.